Hello, I'm going to be presenting today nutrition practices in 24 childcare centers in Georgia. At the time of the study, I was the project director at the Georgia State University and the Institute of Public Health. I have no relationships to the close. So according to the latest NHANES, we have 20% of U.S. preschoolers are overweight or obese. And in Georgia, this burden is even more pronounced. We have 14.5% of the kids 2 to 5 years old are obese in Georgia, and it's higher than the 10.4% at the national level. And according to the latest F as in FAD, Georgia was ranked as the second state with the highest rate of obese 10 to 17 years old. In parallel, we can see that the number of childcare facilities in the U.S. is increasing, and as Judy just mentioned, we have more than 61% of the children 5 years and younger that are in some form of childcare on a regular basis. And in Georgia, we have 51% of the preschoolers attending childcare. So this big reliance on childcare setting is an opportunity but a concern at the same time. Because preschool children consume a majority of their daily intake while they are in childcare, and this way the healthy behaviors and food habits that are initiated in childhood can be shaped and then can track into healthy eating in adulthood. But on the other hand, previous studies have shown that while children in childcare, they do not meet dietary intake for recommendation, and there is a big need for improvement. So funded by the USDA Team Nutrition, the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning implemented the Caregiver Promoting Healthy Habit Project, which is a one-year project, in 24 childcare centers in southwest Georgia. They encouraged the childcare center provider to adopt and implement wellness policies related to nutrition and physical activities in their centers. They provided funding and technical assistance throughout the year, and in addition to training related to nutrition, physical activity, and menu planning on a quarterly basis. Menu rubric, menu analysis, and physical activity rubric was collected at baseline and on a quarterly basis. The EPAO, the environmental assessment instrument, was collected at baseline and quarter four, and staff survey, and director interviews were performed at quarter four. Georgia State University were hired as the consultant project evaluator on the project. So I'm going to just focus today on the nutrition part of the project and describe the dietary practices in the childcare centers in southwest Georgia before and after implementing the one-year policy program. I'm going to describe the characteristics of the food served at baseline and at quarter four, and describe to what extent is the food served in the centers consistent with the dietary recommendation for preschoolers, and what is the impact of the one-year policy on the nutrition practices in the centers. So as I mentioned, we have 24 child care centers in the southwest area of Georgia, and this area was chosen because it's a rural area and the poverty level is high and the obesity rates are high, so it's one of the neediest area in the state. And all the centers participated in the Child and Adult Care Food Program, CACFP. The baseline data was collected between April and June 2010, and we started with 24 centers, and the quarter four data was collected between June and July 2011, and the final sample size was 22 centers. And the study was approved by the IRB at Georgia State University. One five-day menu was collected from the participating centers at baseline and on a quarterly basis. Each menu included 3 meals per day, a breakfast, a lunch, and a PM snack. And the menus were coded, standardized, and analyzed using NutriKids nutrient analysis software, and they were analyzed quantitatively for energy and 11 nutrients. And the menus were also analyzed qualitatively using a menu rubric developed by the researcher and the registered dietitian, and the menu rubric was based on the Dietary Guidelines for American, MyPyramid, the RDA, the position of the ADA, and the American Academic of Pediatric Policy Statement. And the rubric evaluated the number of child size serving for whole grains, vegetables and fruits, meat and meat alternatives, milk and milk alternative, high fat or high sugar food, sugar sweetened beverages, and an excellent source of vitamin C. And each section, this is just a sample of the first page, so each section was converted to a 3-point scale between 0, 1, and 2 according to what the centers were providing. And each center, we calculated the total score for each center, with 0 being the lowest point possible they could get and 32 being the highest point possible. SPSS was used for statistical analysis. P-value less than 0.05 were considered significant. And descriptive analysis were used to describe the baseline menu quantity and quality at baseline and on a quarterly basis. And bivariate analysis were used to compare baseline data to the quarter four or every quarter data. So we started with 24 childcare centers. They were serving a total of 2,042 children, with a mean of 85 children per center, with a minimum of 20 kids to 245 children per center. And this pie chart reflects the frequency of the wellness policies selected by the participating centers. So the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning gave the centers the option to choose 6 out of 12 policies. And as you can see, the majority of policies chosen were related to nutrition and physical activity education, to parents' education, and to staff training mainly, among other policies. So this first table reflects the mean nutrient contents of baseline and quarter four, just like, because it's going to be very busy, I'm just showing the baseline and quarter four data for this presentation. At the participating centers, so we have the mean plus or minus SD, and the number and percentage of centers meeting half the requirement or two-thirds of the requirement at baseline and at quarter four. So as you can see, all the centers met the requirement for calories, carbohydrates, protein, cholesterol, and vitamins A and C at baseline and at quarter four. As for sodium, all the centers exceeded the requirement for sodium at baseline and at quarter four, and none of the centers met the requirement for fiber, and between half to two-thirds of the centers met the requirement for calcium and iron, and there was no statistical significance between baseline and quarter four. However, there was an improvement in the total fat and saturated fat content of the menus. At baseline, the menus were higher in fat, and they were exceeding the requirement for saturated fat. And we can see that they improved along the quarter, and they got lower in fat and saturated fat, and it reached significance. As for the quality of the menu served at the centers, very few centers were serving whole grains. And at baseline, 30% of the centers were serving vegetables on a daily basis, fresh fruits, 1% or skim milk, or lean proteins, and 75% to 90% of the centers were serving fried or pre-fried meat, and high-fat or high-sugar foods. There was some improvement at quarter four, and it reached significance for the vegetables served. Lots of centers switched to 1% or skim milk. More centers were serving lean protein and less fried or pre-fried meat, and it didn't reach significance for the high-fat meat or the high-fat or high-sugar food served. And the p-value depicts the comparison between like the rubric score for each centers. And as you can see, there is a trend in improvement for the vegetables served, the type of milk served, and the fried and pre-fried meat, as it's reflected by the scores at the participating centers. And it's the same, there is an improvement for the total rubric menu score. So the menu provided at least half to two-thirds of the recommendations for energy, protein, carbohydrate, cholesterol, and vitamins A and C. After 1 year of a program implementation, the menus were lower in fat and saturated fat. And this is due to the fact that more centers are serving lean proteins, they are serving less fried and pre-fried meat, and they switch to 1% and skim milk. The meals, however, that did not meet the recommendation for fiber, for iron, and for calcium, which are essential nutrients for growth. And our findings are similar to other studies in childcare centers in the literature. And the high sodium content of the menu is of concern. The mean value was 1,200 milligrams per day, and all the centers exceeded the requirement. And this is disturbing because the upper intake level, according to the RDI, for children 2 to 3 years is 1,500 milligrams per day. And they are having at the center 1,200 milligrams per day, not taking into consideration another meal and definitely another snack they're going to consume at home. So I tried to summarize the contributing factors, which are mainly the centers are using canned fruits, canned vegetables, commercially prepared foods, fried and pre-fried meat, high-fat meat, desserts, and sweets. And there was a lack of use in fresh fruits and vegetables, a variety of fruits and vegetables, lack of beans and lentils, and lack of whole grains. And all those contributing factors led to the fact that the menus were high in saturated fat, at least at baseline, high in sodium, high in sugar, low in fiber, low in iron, and low in calcium. Children not meeting the MyPyramid recommendations have also been reported in other studies in preschool children attending childcare centers in North Carolina and in Texas. So we might think that kids might possibly make up for those deficiencies through intake at home, but many research has shown that the diet of the kids at home does not compensate for the poor daytime intake of vegetables and grains, and it contains large quantities of added fat and sugar. So the strength of this study that it's the first study in Georgia in the childcare settings, and it uses the new dietary guidelines for Americans. And all the centers are under the CACFP, and we need more literature investigating the role of CACFP on nutrition in childcare setting. And after 1 year implementation, we have a low dropout rate. Just 2 centers didn't complete the studies. The limitation is that we used the menu. We didn't actually observe what were the kids eating. But our results are comparable to other studies in the literature that actually observed through direct observation what were the kids eating. And we can't generalize the study because it was performed in a rural setting, so maybe in other central locations we might find different results. And we didn't include family care centers, but they're 10% of the total child care centers. So in conclusion, after 1 year implementation of wellness policies, daycare centers in Southwest Georgia improved the quality of food served to preschoolers and are better equipped to foster healthy lifestyles. But there is a need for more and improved dietary recommendation and regulation. And given the increase in childcare center enrollment and with a parallel increase in obesity among preschoolers, it's important to improve our understanding of the nutrition determinants in childcare setting to be able to develop more effective strategies for promoting nutrition. And as a recommendation, registered dietitians should be assisting childcare center providers and CACFP in menu planning and development. And there is a need for continued review of CACFP guidelines and content. And it's very important to engage the family, and this is supported by the literature, and it's also supported by the staff and director interviews we performed at the center. And there was the consistent trend, and everyone agreed that the parents have an important role in shaping their kids' diet. Finally, I would like to thank the research team at Georgia State University, the principal investigator, Dr. Rodney Lin, and our graduate research assistants, Sarah Connell and Justin Davis, and our funding agencies, the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning and the Georgia Department of Community Health. And finally, we'd like to thank the child care centers and directors for willing to participate in the study and for their patience. Thank you.